The Gemara here is going into Rav's teretz, the final teretz about why we need a lav, that erev agufa leitzvichi kra. First, Rav said, Achesem and Aleph, ki yitzrukal ameis satsara. The erev doesn't need a pasuk, you don't need a lav to teach you that you can't be miyab in one of the arayis, because anyway it's bekaris, and ain't say doch leitzvich bekaris, you need the pasuk to teach you can't be miyab in the tzara. So the Gemara asked the question, The Gemara goes on. So the Briskerov and the Baron Kotla, the Briskerov and Chedusha Maranuz Alev Yilchazim V'chalitza, and the Baron Kotla, the Mishra Sabaran Simon Beis, Eis Beis, they see from the Gemara Gvaldagi Yisait. Like this you'll learn, what's the Ptur of Tzaris Erva? If let's say there's an Erva, someone dies, and one of his wives is an Erva to the Yavam, so the Tzara becomes Pater. Why are you not allowed to be Miyab in the Tzara? Because the Tzara is Pater. She's Pater for Yim V'chalitza. And if Eish Asach is Pater for Yim V'chalitza, so she's an Eish Asach, Shalei V'makam Mitzvah. So there's an Isser of Eish Asach. But they say in the Gemara, no. Tzaris Erva be Yisayin is an Isser. And Erva asks the Tzara. Tzara is Erva k'Erva. That is Exeris HaKasav. The Issa happens to only be B'makam Yibam. If it's not B'makam Yibam, there happens not to be an Isser. Exeris HaKasav. And the Raya is, because the Gemara is the Kashan Rava. How could you, if Erva doesn't need a Pasuk, because Eina said Baruch HaSeish Bekaris, Tzara also would not need a Pasuk, because Eina said Daich HaLeisei Sheish Bekaris. That's clear, that the reason why Tzara is not Miyadim is because Ein Asei Doich Leisesh Bekaris. Really, you should be able to Miyadim the Tzara. But there's a Leisesh Bekaris that's in your way. Shein them that's an Isser. Now comes the Pasuk and says, you're right. I don't need a laugh for that. So why can't there be Miyadim the Tzara? Because Ein Asei Doich Leisesh Bekaris. And why do I need a laugh? To tell you that this Isser happens to only be Makam Mitzvah, not Shalei Makam Mitzvah. Does state in the Gemara. Now, earlier, and we mentioned this, Rashi, very clear on the Gimel and Aleph, also Rashi and Beis, and the Beis says this, Rashi and Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara asks the question, why does it say Petrus? Let it say Isris. And the Gemara says, since it's only B'makam Mitzvah, and Shloim B'makam Mitzvah, it's Mutter, therefore it says Petrus. So Rashi says like this, Gimel and Aleph. If it says Isris, it sounds like it's an Isser. If it's an Isser, so certainly the Isser would be Shloim Makam Mitzvah. Why would Shloim Makam Mitzvah be worse than Makam Mitzvah? Pajus does not have any mashmais of Isser. Elabas Pachoisimibo, the Bas Patisimibo, the Isser Shachav and Mamela. There's an Issa by itself. Why? Not like this, you said. I think the Biskarov and the Baron understand and agree with that. Taisus there also came to Makam Mitzvah, the Siyut Sarasa, basically saying the same thing. He says it's only Makam Mitzvah Mishum the Memela Kaya B'Isser Eish Asach. In other words, that there is no Issa. And Rashi says in that Beis and the Beis. So what do we do with this Gemara? So the Achreinim, the Chedush Yerub Shimon, the Achiezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph Eish Dezayin, the Chazinish. And I think the Maram is really saying, the Maram in the back of the Gemara is saying it, that Ein Echadami, according to the Havman of the Gemara, so that Atzar is also even Shleim Makam Mitzvah, so of course that's an Issa, it's not a Ptur, why would it be also Shleim Makam Mitzvah? But after we know from Allah that it's only us and Makam Mitzvah, so then it doesn't make sense to say that there's an Isser that's Dafka Makam Mitzvah. It's not a sensible thing. So then we learn it's a Ptur. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So Baron says he was Matcha this. He said you can't say this because this Gemara already knows the Braisa. Already knows the Braisa that the Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'elud is no din, and the Braisa says she ain't Sar Elameach. So you already know the Braisa. We already know it's only Asa B'Makam Mitzvah. And still the Gemara says, Maishna Erva The light tzrichi kra, the ena say doichal eisei sheish bekaris, sarin nami light tzrichi kra, ena say doichal eisei sheish bekaris. Even though we know it's only asa b'maka mitzvah. So you see, clearly the Gemara holds not that way. The Gemara holds that ena say doichal eisei sheish bekaris is even when it's only asa b'maka mitzvah. Rav Shimon Shkop is masbeh a little bit more. He's masbeh, the kash is on the lashon of Rava. Rava says, I don't need a lad to tell me the erev is asa b'maka mitzvah. But I do need a lair to tell me that tsar is asa b'makim ibum. Now, if it wouldn't be for a lair, the tsar will be as asa as the erva. If it wouldn't be for a lair, that's what we're saying. We're discussing a lair. Why do we need a lair? Rava says, I don't need a lair to tell you the erva is asa b'makim ibum. I need a lair to tell you that tsar is asa b'makim ibum. So without a lair, what would I say? It would sound like without a lair, the tsar will be mutter makim ibum. Why? Without a laugh, a carrot. The tsar would be asim and shleim makim ibum. Why would be mutter makim ibum? Without a laugh, the tsar would be asim and shleim makim ibum, and then a vada would be asim makim ibum also because ena said lochas yeshiv shakaris. So I says, you're right. The lashon of Rav is not accurate. A laugh can't be teaching you that the tsar is asim makim ibum. That I would know without a laugh. Because without a laugh, it would be asim makim ibum, that's ena said lochas yeshiv shakaris. So what is a laugh teaching me? That the tsar is mutter shleim makim ibum. But once it teaches me that, and vada the lumdus is, that's bechlal that it is a tsar, all is a ptur, and that's why it's only asa makim ibum. Now, Rav Aaron brings another raya to the yisayin, that tsar is ever yisayin and iser, from the Gemara of Gimel of Beis, azara shemanu, einish minayin. The brayis at the end of the brayis, it's a shtekel shrei the Gemara, what it means. But this is how he's learning. Azara shemanu, einish minayin. So he says, what does it mean? Einish on what? The einish on the erva? Why should it be different? Once we know it is an issur b'makim ibum, avadal to be einish on erva. The einish on the eish esach? Why shouldn't there be an einish of eish esach? Eish esach is one of their eyes. There's a head to makim ibum. This has no ibum. Avadal to be an einish of eish esach. Elamai means a third thing. It means an einish of tsaras erva. Vaislis is an issur of tsaras erva. And the Gemara says, Einish Shemanu, Einish Minayin, I know an Issur of Tzara Serfa, I know it's only B'maka Mitzvah, but there's an Issur of Tzara Serfa, and in that we want to know, how do we know Tzara Serfa is Bekaris? And for the Gemara, you have the Hekish. But again, that's how he's learning the Gemara, but Rashi learns the Gemara as Einish Minayin, Rashi says, Eifanart, Einish Minayin, Mimivim Erva Itzarasa. The Erva also was saying Einish Minayin. So what does that mean? Einish for what? That is that we know. The Eish Yisach we know. The Ritva also says that. Erva Yitzarasa. So it's a big shayla. Why would you think they wouldn't be Bekaris? Especially the Erva. Of course they ever be Bekaris. So the Olam says that Vaisdeis, that since you need a lair to ask the B'maka Mitzvah, that's the old Erva Gufa Tzrichi Kra. So maybe the Pasuk that's asked B'maka Mitzvah is only alive and not Karis. And then the tzara also would only be alive and not curse, because the tzara is also a makam mitzvah. Maybe, if you hold like the terutzim, the erev gufa tzrichi kra, that's what Chayyar Rashi is going on. Because if erev gufa lay tzrichi kra, you can't really say this. But maybe Rashi is going like the terutzim, erev gufa tzrichi kra. And since it's only coming from the drash of Aleah, so maybe on that there's no curse. Or maybe, it's pashat that on the achesisha, on the erev gufa there is curse. Not going to be gara because the makam mitzvah me'achal that it's not deicha. But maybe the eish esach, maybe there's a cloud that eish esach by yibum is no karis, and this is called the eish esach by yibum. And even though it's afkar from yibum, that's only legabi is and not legabi karis. Al kapanim, zich, if you learn the Gemara is going on the erva also, or it's going on the eish esach, then you wouldn't have a raya that tzara is a bezundere iser. Now the Gemara brings another kasha. Amalei Rav Mecham LeRava Eina Erva Gufa Shleiv B'Makam Mitzvah Tishtevi. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara is Mefalpul. It ends up that there's two psukim. There's a pasuk of Etzora, the pasuk of Avos Avasa Dechada. So one's a Makam Mitzvah, one Shleiv B'Makam Mitzvah. But anyway, in the beginning of the Gemara is having an Erva Gufa Shleiv B'Makam Mitzvah Tishtevi. First of all, the Ridva and the Me'imi both explain the Gemara is having that maybe Allah should teach you the Erva Gufa. Is only asa b'maka mitzvah is dafka achesisha, but not the rest of the arayis. And the Ashish Yankiv, the Aruch Lener, says it's much that way. First of all, We're going like Rava. Taisa asks Akasha, why does Rava hold every gufo lechichi crow? What about the hekesh? Why don't you say he needs the pasuk because of the hekesh? So Taisa says Rava holds that the hekesh is only isa not leheter. So if Achisisha would say a din that Allah would teach you that it's only asa b'maka mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to lend that to other arayis because the hekesh is only isa not leheter. And second of all, they taina, there are arayis that are clearly asa shleiv maka mitzvah because they only come up shleiv maka mitzvah, like eishes aviv and achais aviv and achais emi aviv and eishes aviv. The sheish arayis gemuris meilu, they can't be b'maka mitzvah. So then the rest of the arayis will say lechumah makshina to them, right? The gemara says lekula lechumah lechumah makshina. I just want to be meisif. But even the Gemara said two terutzim, l'kul l'chum l'chum makshinan, and then the other teretz of Chadi Suri and Trei Suri. I think the Gemara only needed the second teretz specifically by the question of an erev makim yibum, which is both a chumra and a kula. Because it's a chumra that you can't be mi'abit, but it's a kula that you mutter l'shuk. So then, I guess the Gemara too l'shainis if you could say l'chum makshinan b'chai gavna. But here, all it would be is a kula that you mutter shleib makim mitzvah, so vadi you'd say l'chum makshinan. So the kid said the Gemara is only going on Achis Isha when the Gemara asks the Kasha. But Al Kopanim, the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's answer? Kavu Chaymer. If it's Mutter, B'makam, if it's Aser, B'makam Mitzvah, Kavu Chaymer, Shalei B'makam Mitzvah. And now the Gemara says, Tzara Techiach, Tzara is Aser B'makam Mitzvah, is Mutter Shalei B'makam Mitzvah. So Tayin Terbarin, another big Raya to this Yusayit. You have to say that Tzara Sarev is an Isser. Why? Because if Tzara Sarev was just a Ptur, it can't be Yechiach. If we want to say that Erev is only Asa B'maka Mitzvah, not Shalei B'maka Mitzvah, the Gemara says it can't be. That's illogical. Kal v'chaymer. If it's Asa B'maka Mitzvah, Kal v'chaymer Shalei B'maka Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Tzara Techiach. I have a case by Tzara, which is only Asa B'maka Mitzvah, not Shalei B'maka Mitzvah. So if Tzara is an Isser, the Ptur from Yibim Nemtzach Mitzvah, the Isser Tzara, the fact that the Erva As is a Tzara, that's what makes the Ptur Yibum. So then we find by Tzara this very odd thing. It's an Isser, which a Tzara only made with Makam Yibum. The same thing, Shloi Makam Yibum is Mutter. So maybe the Erva is also that way. But if it's a Ptur, so how could it be Yechiach? But Tainan Drum Nachem, Hagufa. When the Gemara said, Eina Erva Gufa Shloi Makam Mitzvah Tishtri, the Gemara meant that maybe there is no Isser Erva. Maybe all Achaisisha is a Ptur Yibum. That's it. There's no Issa Achisisha. Just like Tzara, there's no Issa Tzara, all it is of Ptur Yibum. Achisisha also, the same Aleah. If Aleah is telling you that Tzara is only B'makim Yibum, it's only of Ptur Yibum, so maybe Achisisha is also only of Ptur Yibum. The Tzara Techiach doesn't mean it's Shayach and Isser, and Issa Erev, and it's only B'makim Mitzvah. That's illogical. The Tzara Techiach means, you see that Tzara B'Payil is only Asur B'makim Mitzvah. Why? Because all Tzara is a Ptur Yibum, so maybe all Erev is also is only a Ptur Yibum. Raifin, that's not such a Raif in the Gemara. And let's go right to the Gemara brings a Joshua of Rebbe. Rebbe has a different Joshua of Yibum, V'lokach ul'kachav, Yibum v'yibum alas Tzara is v'arayis. And the Gemara darshins, the Gemara wanted to know what does Rebbe do with Tzara. The Gemara says the Teretz. And the Gemara says, where does it say Tzara is here? V'lokach to tell you, k'leicha dikatrein l'kuchin, nivoynas v'yisnai shaya, V'yiloi tevayu asirin. And V'yibma tells you that that's only B'makam Yibam. Shalai B'makam Yibam Mitzar is Mutter. The Taisus asks a very interesting question on Rebbe's Drasha. Taisus asks, first of all, he says, Chai V'yasei also should ask the Tzar. Also, you don't have Chela Kuchim. Chai V'yasei is also asked to marry. Ein Asei Daich Asei. And then he says like this, V'ayi Tema. Tahashtam, like a Mitzar is Eiv Akaris. Vim came to boy chalitza kamei chayv esay the milum vinter perek sheni. Now we're saying that there's no kares by tzaris erva. Oh, if there's no kares by tzaris erva, so sheni chalitza just like chayv esay. Why do we say that it doesn't have chalitza? So it says, emphatize the teretz. The word ulukacha, answering both kashas. The word ulukacha means that there's a kicha zikas chalitza would be called ulukacha. So therefore, if all is a chayve asay, chayve asay is a shabbat chalitza, so it's not mufka from yibum. You can't pile do yibum because it's an asay. But lamais is not mufka from yibum. You still have zika. You still need chalitza. So Mela will say about that that it's called a kimu lakacha. And that's why it doesn't ask the tzar. It's called ibayin asavai. Even though you can't actually do yibum, but you still could do chalitza. she's still somewhat a bas yibum because he's a kudu chalitza. So then let's call she lekuchet. And same thing the other way, when you have an erva which doesn't do chalitza, and from there we say that there's no likuchin, no likuchin also means that there's no zikas chalitza altogether. But Taisa said something interesting in the question. Taisa said, according to the Rebbe, there's no kares by tzaras erva. Why did Taisa think that way? Why did Taisa think that according to Rebbe, there's no kares by tzaras erva? So if you look at the Taisa Shanim, and also the Taisa Rashi and the Taisa Ben Peretz, the reason why Taisa thought the way is because the Braisa early in Daf Gimel Mideis says, we mentioned this before in the Shir, Azara Shemanu Einish Minayin. And the Gemara brings the pasuk by Parashat Darayis, Kechol Yashyasim Mikol Tov V'Seilu. So without that pasuk, you would say it's Tzara Seiv, it doesn't get Karis. Now, according to Rebbe, it doesn't say that Tzara Seiv in the Parashat of Arayis. It says it here, the Parashat of Yibum. So Meli, you have no Makar that it's Karis. That's where Taisus is coming from when he says there's no Karis by Tzara Seiv. So the Aruch Laner Nemzon, that this that Taisus says in the Kasha, there's no Karis by Tzara Seiv, he holds that way in the Teretz as well. The Teretz, he just explained why there's Chalitza, why there's no Chalitza by Tzara Seiv. But that there's no Karis by Tzara Seiv, that Taisus holds that way in the Teretz as well. He doesn't see that changed from the Kasha to the Teretz. The Teretz didn't give any reason why there should be Karis. The Teretz is just explaining why there's no Likuchin, meaning that there's no Chalitza. But he asks the Kasha to go in and Daf Yadalid, Nemzon that B'nei Tzara Seivam Amzerim. If there's no Karis, so then there wouldn't be Mamzerim. Since the Daikh to say the Rebbe would argue on that. But I saw him in the Maram Mekayim Yisrael Torah, he wants to say a Teretz on this Kasha. He said from Reb Shimon Shkop, the Marshal Gabit Tfisas Kedushin, we mentioned it earlier. That Reb Shimon Shkop says that even though the klal is that a Erva Sheish Bekaris is not Taifas Kedushin, and Chayv Alav and not Taifas Kedushin, it's not the pshat that you need the Issa Karis for the Eat Tfisas Kedushin. It's the same Simba that makes Karis makes that there shouldn't be Tfisas Kedushin. But let's say for whatever reason there's no Karis, there still wouldn't be Taifas Kedushin. The Rayas and Rashi in Daphnam Beis. The Rashi, an interesting Rashi that explains how come Kedushin is not Taifas by Yavama? Because she's an Eshesach. Eshesach is an Erva. And the Torah was only Matik Derek Mitzosu with Yibim Mubiyu the Kas of Bey. Right? Even though there is no Karis. It's an Eshesach without Karis. She's actually Mutter. She's the Yavama. Navas. You say it is the same Siba that makes Karis, makes there's no Kedushin. So even by Yavama, it doesn't make Karis. Al Kapanim, it makes it there's no Kedushin. You can only have the Heter the way the Torah said it would be. Kaivitz Arts and Simagumma says the same thing with Mamzeris. That Mamzeris, you can have Mamzeris without Karis. The Siba of the Isser that makes Karis makes Mamzeris. It means the right from Abishal. And Abishal says the Kainis Vint L'Shem Nai is, even though there's no Karis. But still, Mamzeris doesn't come from the Karis. The Siva for the Karis is Siva for Mamzeris. So maybe you could say that it's Tzaras Erva, even if there's no Karis, but you could say that that the Vlad is a Mamzer, because she is an Eshesach. Maybe. So Rav Tali has another Kashi. He says, if there's no Karis, so how could there be Nis of Tzaras Sara? And he explains the Kasha. Even, you could say, well, because there's no Trei Lekuchen, but it means even her herself in the Fila Shniyah should be Mutter. The Fila Shniyah, you had a case, there was no two Lekuchen, so you couldn't take either one of them. Fine. But now, she gets married to the brother dies, so if there's an Eishas Ach She'esh Bekaris that occurs by the first one, so Yene Eishas Ach She'esh Bekaris is still there by the second one, no one was ever Mutter it. That's like Eshesach Amim, Eshesach Shalai by Lamai. No one's ever met the original Eshesach. Now, Shane Kane, if there's no Karis, there's just a din that you can't be Miyabim because the Lakacha tells you you can only be Miyabim if there's two Lakuchen, you can do either one. So now she's coming for the second Nefila. This Nefila, you can do either one. So, why would she be Asim and Asar be Asim by the Nefila Shniya? As Efekt Meftali. He says the Teretz, nah, it's the Yisayda Nibam. The Yisayda Nibam is, whenever you're being Miyabim, if she was married to two brothers, you have to Miyabim both of them. So if the negay of the first brother, there's no yibam because of the trail of kuchen, because she's a tzara, so you can't take it the second one either, because you only can miyam from the second one, not from the first one. That doesn't work. You don't need karis for that. As I said, Miftali. But all this is also the fee the arach lener, that even the maskonis atesis, there's no karis by tzara serve according to Rabbi. But Reb Nachum, Chalisha Reb Nachum, and Simen Kavyun, he wants to say, that goof a change in the Teretz. Taisus Kasha thought that Lekuchen means Yibam. Even if she's Cheletzis, it's still called, that's not called Lekuchen. So that's his Kasha, the Chai Ve'asei Shanasa the Tzara. And his Kasha also is, the Tzara Shani Chalitza, and don't tell me it doesn't need Chalitza because the Karis of Eishas Achpaters, because who says she's Bekaris according to Rebbe? But once we learn that from Lekuchen, that she doesn't have Chalitza, that means that's Afka from the Yibam. That means there is no Yibam. That's an Eishasach Sheish Labanim. That's an Eishasach Bekaris. That's what Taisus means. I think that Taisus Rush is Mamish saying that. I saw also this pshat in the Mishnah Sabar in Siman Aleph and Agah, even though he wasn't confident about it, but he says that could be pshat in Taisus. I think Taisus Rush says it pretty clearly. Taisus Rush says it like this. Va'aitema the Brish Pirkim Mitzchina Krala Azara Krala Einish Shechilesle Einish Karis Bitzara. That's how he starts the Kasha. But Rebbe doesn't hold that it's Karis. V'chitema Chanami Imkein Tevayi Chalitza. Because the Shloim from Yevimta is no Karis, so it'd be like Ivasei. That's how he asks the Kasha that Taisus asks. Taisus doesn't ask it exactly the way. Taisus like kind of says like for Anacha that since according to Rebbe there's no Karis, so Shani Chalitza. But the Taisus Rush asks it, what Rebbe holds it, there's no Einish. V'chitei machinami said, ain't shini chalitza. And he said, v'yesh lai makach v'baya chalitza. V'baya chalitza av v'chal. V'kach chalitza z'nam izik z'yivam hu, like Taisus says. So you could learn that the Teretz is only for chalitza, but the mashmai said when he started off, v'chiles lay the Rebbe karis v'tzaris erva, sounds like that's what turned out to be his maskana. V'chitei machinami. Then I have a kasha chalitza. But if he only asked the chalitza, he would have said it differently. I think the lashon of Taisus Rush is klar mashma that once I answer the chalitza, that would mela give the teretz the karis as well. Taisus made the parish didn't think also saying it, but you have to make giyah's lashon a bit. So Rav Aaron didn't like this because he says that the brisa before already said that the tzara is paturis from chalitza and still asked the kasha zara shemana oinish minayin. Vices, even though you know that Pater V'chalitza is still not no curse. But you could say the Vices had said Pater V'chalitza earlier, the Pasuk really doesn't tell you clearly of Ter V'chalitza, it's Al Slafila Maskana that it's Bekaris. So this would be a little more geschmack. Now Taiz never said the Maskana is no curse according to Rebbe, and then we have to be matchik about Mamzerim. Taiz is saying, how do we know it's Bekaris? I don't see any Karis. And Mimela Chini Chalitza. And for Taisus, Lekacha tells you there's a Ptur Chalitza. Once there's a Ptur Chalitza, Mimela Tais understands that there's Karis. Now, the Aruch Lener and the Rishash both say they don't understand Taisus Kasha so well. Bishleim in the Gemara earlier that has a Pasuk and of the Parasha of Yibam, which tells you Tzara. So Mimela, the Gemara has to know, but how do we know it's Bekaris? But here, if the meat's in the Parasha of Yibam, in the parish of Yibam state the Miyot, so just like Islandus, Ashatelet Pral Islandus, we know Islandus is Bekaris. Eshesach Shleib by Lomai. Right? Yeshmach and Achta, Pral Eshesach Shleib Lomai, so no, it's Bekaris. So if it says Lukacha, and for Lukacha tells you need Shay Lukuchen, if you don't have Yibay Nasavai, Yibay Nasavai, we should also know it's Bekaris. What's the Kasha so shtag? They bother, they say, Lachayin is a good territory to taste this Kasha. The Rambam brings Rebbe's Rush. The Aruch Lener would say the Rambam holds that way. And since it's a Ptur in the parish of Yibam, that Mela makes it Bekaris. What's Taka Pshat and Taisus? So I think the Pshat is still Chaluk. Islandness is a Pshat. It's impossible to have a Yibam with an islandness. There's a Tanai. For the mitzvah of Yibam, I need an Asher Teilet. Islandness, I don't have it. So Mela, there is no Yibam here. There's no Yibam. It's Bekaris. Eishanach Shalim B'lami is a chsar and then the Achva, also Achim and the Aim. They're not enough brothers to have Yibam. So that's a chsar in the midst of Yibam. That's where the chsar starts. So Mela, it's Bekaris. That's like an Eshak Sheish Levanim. It's an Eshak that's not, that's out of the parish of Yibum. Mashenkin, even though this pasuk lekach is in the parish of Yibum, but what's the problem with Trein Lekuchen? Even the first Lekuchen, what's the problem with it? It's not the etzim achsarin and the mechanics of Yibum or in the achva that needed for the Yibum. The achsarin is that there's a chalei sister here, there's a chalei serva here. And there's a chalei serva on one, so you can't take either one of them. But there, Taisus held without a gilui kra, I'm not going to look at it that Zanesh's achsarin shabbanim with his not shayach Yibum. I'm going to look at it like a technical problem. Because that's what it is. It's an iser. You have to be able to see in the pasuk that there's afkar. But if you were learning, once the pasuk's teaching is afkar from both Yim and Chalisa, dash state is afkar from Yim, and dash state there will be bekaris.